就你们一样，然后他怀孕。So this is Tati Purnima.
The Tati Purnima.
And of course, this is the night when we are remembering the Sun. We are three main celebrations this year. And in fact, I think it's probably called Guru Purnima because it's Buddhist month.
And then Guru Purnima is a month in India.
And then tonight we celebrate Sangha. So why do we celebrate Sangha this month? Well, this goes right back into Buddhist history. At the time the Buddha himself, you know that every year the bhikkhus and bhikkhunis used to go into a rainy season retreat. From Guru Purnima onwards, they would withdraw and just spend 3 or 4 months meditating in solitude. But once the rains ended, they could start moving around again. So a big celebration would take place in every center of the Dhamma. And the Sangha as a whole would come together. The Mahasangha would come together. What used to be called the Sangha of the Four Paths. That is, Bhikkhus, Bhikkhunis, Upasakas, and Upasikas. That is those leading a life without a family. And those leading a life with a family. For 3 or 4 months they have very little to do with each other. So in Kartik
Purnima
they would come together. And the lay people would give robes to monks. And the Bhikkhus and Bhikkhunis would share their experience from their retreat. Now usually these days it's celebrated mainly as a way of the lay people giving robes to the monks. But a main significance of that day was the coming together of all members of the Sangha, whatever way of life they carried
out.
On that night they experienced the fact that they were one Sangha. They were one Sangha dedicated to the Buddha, Dhammarama Sangha. So this is a night to celebrate the fact that we are a Sangha. Here we've got Dhammacharis, Dhammacharinis. We've got Dhammacharis, Dhammacharinis. We've got Sahayas,
Dhammacharinis.
So the whole Sangha, or the last Sangha, is coming together. And we are coming together because of the Buddha Dhammarama Sangha. And we're coming together to celebrate the fact that we are a Sangha. Now I've been thinking quite a bit about how wonderful Sangha is. But what a precious thing it is. And the problem is that often we don't appreciate it. Like somebody's living somewhere where there's plenty of water. In England, we have a very good water supply. Anytime you turn the tap on, water comes out. You don't have to pump it out, you don't have to wait for the municipal corporation to turn it on. You can have as much water as you like. And you just pay one sum, and you get as much water as you like. You just pay one sum, everybody pays the same sum. You get as much water as you like. And it's good water. Good for your stomach. You don't have to worry about a meter. So when we're in England, we just turn the taps on, we walk away, we forget. You don't think about water. You fill your bath so that it's right up to the top. You don't believe in here, you just have a little bucket. It's a true currency, but if you're there, you have a big bath, you get right inside the bath. So a whole family's water supply for one day just for your bath. But you don't think anything about it. But here in India, you think a lot more about water. You're very much more careful about water. Yes, Prime Minister is keeping Sri Lanka with water. And then you have to get the water.
Those.
He was just explaining to us, we were trying to say, well, when should we fill up the tank? He said, there's no time. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not there. So you have to think about water. So you really appreciate water. You really value water. In England, What does this mean?
So
you are like that in some
way.
You have a permanent supply of strength of some
kind.
You just need to turn on tap. There is hunger.
You just need to turn
on the center. There is hunger.
So you
don't bother. Okay, let the sun go away. Never mind, sun will be there every time you tap on that sun.
I
mean, complain about the sun.
Anytime
you need it, you just turn on the tap and there it is. It's not like that everywhere. I don't think you realize just what you have in a place like this. This is the last 3 weeks, and Sharon and I have been traveling through North India. We started in Bengal. You'd think there'd be lots of sun there. Well, of course there is. If you're Thai, or if you're Sri Lankan, or if you're Tibetan. But if you're an Indian fellow talking about South America, there's not much sun. It's strange there. There is, in a sense, so much water, but it's not for the people of that land. After some of the temples, if people go there, they're sent away. And right around Bengal, there are many, many people, extremely poor, who get nothing for
something.
I've never seen poverty like I've seen in Bihar. People who are earning maybe 50 rupees two or three times a week. And that's it, nothing.
And
there's so much oppression, so much casteism. So much ignorance. You're relatively lucky here. I know there are problems in Maharashtra, of course. But Bihar is another land. Sometimes people coming from England and they come to India, but it's a bit of a shock to them. When people come from Maharashtra to Bihar, it's a shock to them. It's another land. And the Dalit people of Bihar are very, very badly treated
indeed.
So we had an NMDY retreat there. And some of our friends from Maharashtra, young men and women from Maharashtra, went around villages around Bihar. And they went first of all by jeep. They went to those villages they could reach by jeep. Then when the jeep would go any further, they went by bullock cart.
When the jeep would go any further, they went by
bullock.
And the
bullock cart would go any further,
they went by foot.
They just went from village to village saying, we're having a retreat, please come. And because of them doing that, we had 140 young men and women who would never have got on retreat otherwise. And it was a simple retreat. Nothing special. Very, very elementary. Just a little bit of
meditation.
A little bit of puja. Some talks. Some games. Some discussion. They were so happy. Some of them were so happy. They just didn't want to leave. And I was particularly struck by the young women, the young girls. I wasn't expecting any girls to be there at all. I thought they wouldn't be allowed to go on retreat. But because some of our young women, some of interest from Maharashtra, went around the villages, the girls came. And the girls were especially happy. One of them said to me that she dreamed that something like this should happen. But she thought she would never see it. She thought it was just a nice dream that she had. And she said that, you know, next year, I'm 14 years old, wonderful. And I'm going to be married. I don't want to get married. I don't like the boy I've been married to. But what can I do? And you know, I'm going to have to give up my education. So but at least I'm having this experience now. Very, very good indeed. Very touching. They've hardly heard about him. They know the name. But they don't know what's done for them. Because in a way, Baba Sahib hasn't really reached their villages. But they still live before Baba Sahib. And as they heard about Baba Sahib, you can see they're getting pride, confidence. He said, look, he was like us, what's his secret? They didn't know he read the constitution. They hardly know what goes on outside
the village.
So, these people really value the little drop of sun that they got. Just a few, well, not even buckets, cupfuls of sun can be brought there. And they were saying, especially if you're so free,
आणि विशेष काय मी म्हणतो की आम्हाला खूप उत्तम झालं
वाटतं. वी वर इन सच अ फ्रेंडली एनवायरनमेंट.
आम्ही अशा आपल्या मैत्रीपूर्ण वातावरणात
होतो. वी वर्क टुगेदर व्हॉट वी कन्सर्न.
आणि जिथे आम्हाला काय म्हणायचं आहे आणि ऐकण्यासाठी लोक आहेत.
सो वी हॅड अ डिस्कशन. तिथे मग आम्ही चर्चा केली. वी आस्क वेरियस पीपल स्टँड अप टू शेअर व्हॉट दे थॉट अबाउट समथिंग.
आणि आम्ही लोकांना उघडून विचारलं की तुम्हाला याबद्दल काय वाटतं.
ते बोलले स्टँड अप. ओके सो डन.
मुळे उभे राहून बोलायची. मुली बोलले काय.
सो वी सेड कम ऑन पीपल व्हॉट यू कन्सर्न. आम्ही
काय म्हणायचं उघड तुम्ही नका तुम्हाला काय वाटतं. पहिला तर मग स्पीक. तर काय म्हणाले यार उभा बोलायची का.
बट दिस शॉट स्पीक इट.
नंतर ते बोलायला सुरुवात केली.
सो मच कॉन्फिडन्स.
आणि अतिशय आत्मविश्वास निर्माण झाला.
ते भविष्य नक्कीच निश्चित.
आणि निश्चित त्याच्यामध्ये खूप काही चांगलं
झालं होतं.
आम्ही या मुलीमध्ये तुम्हाला विषय सांगतो कारण मुलांच्या तुलनेत खूप काही
मागायचं. मुलं
सुद्धा खूप
मागायचं.
म्हणून त्याच्यापर्यंत संघाचा एक थोडासा खेळ आपण घेऊ
शकतो. Some of the thanks to me and said, we will remember this all our lives.
काही लोकांना मला माहिती आहे आपण जीवनभर आम्ही ते लक्षात
ठेवू. मी त्यांना थँक्यू सो मच माय फ्रेंड्स सो मच फॉर वी ब्रो.
ते मला आणि माझ्या लोकांना खूप खूप धन्यवाद देतो की आम्ही त्यांच्याबद्दल काही होऊ.
मी सांगतो
We
just commented on a very simple retreat. It wasn't any great cost to us.
But then,
for something that we prevented from all their
lives.
They did, where there's no water supply. So you who live where there's plenty of water, please value what you've got.
But
remember that there are crores of people in India who do not have what you have.
आणि ही आठवण करा की भारतामध्ये असे करोडो लोक आहेत त्यांच्याकडे तुमच्याकडे जे आहे ते नाही.
So yes, I saw in many places in India this huge need for sun.
म्हणून मी अनेक ठिकाणी भारतामध्ये पाहिलं तर सन्नाची प्रचंड आवश्यक आहे.
First people don't even know they need sun.
बऱ्याच लोकांना हे सुद्धा माहिती नसतं की त्यांना सन पाहिजे.
They never experience.
आणि ते कधी त्याचा अनुभव पाहिजे.
So what they always want is really hard.
कारण त्यांना काय केलं तर मग त्यांनी काय मिळावे.
But the harder is good.
मिळा चांगली गोष्ट
आहे. But without the sun, the harder is the poor who is sitting by himself, just gathering on his head.
The sun is the best of the sun, but and then the sun is the best.
The harm is good, but hunger is what people really
need.
When people experience hunger, it changes their lives.
I'm
sure many of you will be able to say that from your own experience, especially on retreat. You need some. So many people who are in India need some. You can say even that the whole of India needs some. Every human being needs some. Sangha is genuine human communication on the basis of the highest ideal.
Sangha
is the transcendence of all barriers. You can say Sangha is a classless society. Sangha is Bandhutva. Sangha means the opposite. So when we form Sangha, we're trying to spread it so that it becomes the whole Indian society. Our own Sanghas are a nucleus for the whole of India. We come together to try to meet in Sangha. And we can then be an example to the whole
of
India. We can then be because going for refuge to the Sangha means going for refuge to the ideal of a perfect society. You know that the Sangha is a refuge, it's not us here. We can't go for refuge to us. Because, well, you know why? We've got many faults. Sometimes we don't relate as fellow human beings, as brothers and sisters to another. Sometimes we break the pretense. Sometimes we get
enough.
So that we cannot form a Sangha as a refuge. The Sangha as a refuge is all those who have direct insight into the
mind.
It's the community of men and women who have their extreme entry, Shrakabana and
beyond.
So when you've gained that sort of spiritual insight, would you enter into a new relationship with other
people?
Your reactions never take you away from people. Greed and hatred can never completely possess your mind.
So you can live with
others in perfect
harmony.
So the perfect society consists of all those who gain extreme entry and beyond. So that's the idea, that's the refuge. But we need something more immediate. We are struggling to follow the path. With all our faults, all our difficulties, we're trying to go to the refuge to the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Every day we can. This is true, isn't it? Every day we can. But we get up and we go and fall again. It's as if we're trying to climb a very tall, steep mountain. So we climb from way up. And we see it back down again. But we fell out again. So we are together trying to climb the mountain of the
Dhamma.
And if we are together, we help each other up. And we begin to experience together the great joy of friendship. So our struggling together on the path helps us on the path. You can even say that our struggling together on the path is
suffering.
Alone, only the Buddha can do it. The Buddha did find the Dhamma by himself. But we can't do it. We're not strong enough yet. We need each other. I know the others are all
bad.
I know that they're all
bad.
But still there are others
too.
Still they can have the fools. And we're not perfect ourselves. So we need each other. There's so much to do. There's so much to do to transform ourselves. There's so much to do to transform India. There's so much to do to transform the world. Only together can we do this. So Sangha, in this sense, is the working ground. It's our working together as Sangha that is our spiritual life. So the spiritual community gathers in various places in various ways. It gathers around particular teachers. But those teachers form a presentation of the Dhamma which their disciples can practice. And the Sangha that we belong to forms around within Sangrashan. And it consists of his disciples. Inspired by the vision of our Sangha. So we come together inspired by these two great men. We're inspired by Lord Sai's vision for India and the world. And we're committed to the practice that Bhagavan Sangharakshan has given us. So yes, this is something very, very precious. Many people do not have this. They don't even know they don't have
this.
They don't know it's possible. But for most of us, it's what makes a real Dhamma life possible. So we need to value every drop. We need to really appreciate the scarcity, the value of Sangha. And we need to do what we can to maintain it, to preserve it, and to spread it. It's not enough just to say, Sangha Sangha
Sangha Vichama.
It's not enough just to say, let us get have liberty, equality, and fraternity. That's important. It's important to have a big vision. It's important to have a vision as vast as the sky. But you have to work to bring it about. And you have to work here in your Sangha. You must work with the Sangha to create a new society. So, as you know, I'm giving two talks over the next months. And my subject is the creation of Sangha. It's the presentation of Sangha. And if I want to make some points that I hope you will take very seriously indeed. To be fair with you, I believe that the Mahavihara is in the crossroads. You know, you come to a crossroads, a job. You can go this way, you can go that way, So I believe that Mahavihara is a sort of
job.
You can go forward to a much more effective and vigorous Sangha. Or you can all go to sleep. You can just stop using this Mahavihara, you can stop coming together as a Sangha.
Yes.
This this is what happens when something's been going on for a long time.
We get used to it.
We start putting effort into it. We start appreciating. We start valuing.
We begin to complain.
We begin to find faults.
There's
a famous Buddhist teacher who once said, if you want to find fault with your teacher, you will find many possibilities. If you want to find fault with somebody, you always find many things. If you want to find fault with your sangha, you will find a million, a crore of things wrong. In fact, you'll probably find 33 crore things wrong.
There are 6 crore to be able to happen.
But there'll be so many problems. You just start to need to start looking in your seat. But this is not the way to do a sangha. Because we're not Buddhists. So there are many faults. But we have to look for what is good. You know, something grows and the seed grows because the sunlight falls on. If you just keep a cloud over it, it can't grow. So we need to shine the light of appreciation on our sangha and our fellowship with each other. So how do we preserve sangha? How do we make sangha grow? This is my site for now. And the following 2 months. I'm going to talk about three different kinds of things. What the Buddha said about the preservation and the development of sangha. The Buddha has some definite advice which is applicable to us. I'm going to talk about maitri. Because there's no sangha without
maitri.
And then finally I'm going to talk about the four sangrahasanas. Sangrahasana means the means of gathering sangha. So I'm going to give you the Buddha's own direct advice about creating sangha. So I'm going to start off by talking about how you maintain the sangha that you've already got. This comes from the Buddha's last days. It comes from the Mahaparinibbana Sutta. So one day the minister of one of the great kingdoms came to see the Buddha. And he wanted to find out what the Buddha thought about how his kingdom could take over a small
tribe.
So he said, well, what will keep that tribe
going?
And the Buddha said various things about that particular small state. In fact, he asked one of them, do they meet frequently? Do they come in
harmony?
And so on, he asked various questions. And Arnold said, yes, of course. So the Buddha said, well, that means that they will continue. This state will continue. So the minister knew that he could not defeat that tribe. So when the minister put on his turban and calmed his servant, What stops it from decaying? So the first thing he said is that the sangha needs to assemble frequently and in large numbers. So we need to come together. We need to come together to worship the Buddha, to practice the Dhamma. And of course to experience sangha. Why is this important? It's because if we do not meet, we don't have a sense of fellowship with each other. I don't know whether you've had this experience. Somebody at the noise. I get annoyed. Well, I won't say I hope some of you do, but I'm sure some of you. Somebody knows something, it irritates you. It happens, doesn't it, sometimes. Yeah, and you go away. You keep thinking about it. And as you think about them, what irritates you about them, them about you, you about, what irritates you about them, gets worse. And eventually you decide, you're not ready. And
you go, you say,
well, I'm not going there, you can say maybe. They may be there. But when you actually meet, there's no problem. Almost irritating, it's tiny. You sit together in an audience like this and you're not thinking about each other's irritating things. You're just looking at the number. So you feel your fellowship in each other. And when we're together in larger numbers, you get a lot of confidence. You believe more deeply in the possibility of spiritual growth. This is if we reinforce each other's
efforts.
I've seen that so often. Well, you know that we had a big retreat at London with 5,000 people. And one of the things that really impressed me was how much confidence people got just from the numbers of that retreat. So we really need to come together often, you need to come here at least once a week. Everybody needs to come here and participate in some sort of activity here. And once or twice in a month, you need to have some kind of Sangha
gathering.
So you can really feel your heart at the same spiritual pleasure. If you don't do that, Sangha just dissolves from your mind. You forget about the
Mahavihara.
It just becomes a place where once you learn meditation. But then the Buddha said, it's not enough just to come together. You need to come together in harmony. But what creates harmony? It's the experience of all we have in common. And when we come together, going for reference to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, we are in harmony. When we come together recognizing that we all share the same ideal, the same high ideal, we're in harmony. When we forget that high ideal, we're just separate people. And you know you come from a society which is divided. India has a genius for division and faction. It's not your fault, it's the inheritance of this dreadful social system. So yes, it's in the mind. It's division, a sense of faction, then us. So we easily fall into division. But when there's something we all have in common, we all come together. Well, we know for India, of course, it's cricket. When Pakistan is India's back Pakistan, India is united. When India defeats Pakistan, India is super united. The rest of the time is divided in the system of great inequality. We need something more than cricket to criticize. Maybe sometimes Bollywood movies are pretty good. But we need something higher to bring us together. It's the Buddha Dhamma Sangha that brings us together in harmony. So when we meet, we need to come together with the Buddha Dhamma Sangha before us. Outside in front of us, marching towards the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Buddha Dhamma Sangha is that. Then we're united. Then we're in harmony. So we need to meet in harmony. And that means we need to meet on the basis of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So then the Buddha says that the Sangha will last if, when he puts it, there's no revolutionary measures. I mean, the point is that things are not changed unnecessarily. But things are not changed unnecessarily.
But, যেখানে আছে তাহলে আমাদের সাথে কোনো না বদলায় আমরা বুঝতে পেরে যাবো
এটা বেশি না জাস্ট চেঞ্জ থিংস ফর দ্য সেক অফ চেঞ্জিং
তো আপনি কেবল তাই বদলায় আমরা বহুত বদলতে
আই নো সামটাইমস ইউ গো টু দ্য মেডিটেশন ক্লাস এন্ড দেয়ার আর 5 মিনিটস ফর ইফ ইউ নো
তাহলে আপনি মেগা বেশি আমি বদলায় আমি বেশি পাঁচ ঘন্টা
করে আমরা ইন্ডার 6 আওয়ার্স
আর এই যদি আপনি 5 মিনিট করে
সামি জাস্ট ডিসাইডেড টু ডু দ্য প্র্যাকটিস ইন আ ওয়ে
বলতে মনে হলো তো কি আর বেগা বেশি না
ইউ জাস্ট গেট কনফিউজড
You
need to go on, no, it should be 5 hours.
And one, nine, eight, five hours.
No, it should be 6 hours.
No, it's 9, it's half an
hour.
5 hours.
6 hours.
5
hours. And so on. And then you start forming two viharas, a 5 hours vihara and a 6 hours vihara. So the question rose, how many fingers should you use when you make the sign of the cross? Some people said it should be two. Some people said no, it should be three. The people who said it should be two, two other people said it should be three. So when you change things, you just make division. But most of our disharmony is about minor things. But the Buddha said, but don't make changes unnecessary. If you do make changes, make them by general agreement. So that you have a sense of continuity and tradition. Then the Buddha said, you should respect your elders. You should respect the elders in the sangha. You should honor them. In other words, when they come, you should give them some special treatment. Doesn't matter whether they're very senior in terms of the class as a whole. It doesn't matter whether they're big leaders or something like that. Is it just people who've been in the sangha a long time, they're worthy of respect? And you should listen to them, find out what they've got to say. Not take their orders, you don't have to take their orders. The sangha is not an army. But there are people with a great deal of experience, very quietly, just keep coming, just practicing it on. I can see some of the audience now. I can see some Dhammacharis and Dhammacharis in this audience who've been practicing Dhamma for many, many years. They don't ask for the best seat, they don't ask to be the chairman, anything like that. They just want to practice the Dhamma and be fighting on the difference. So the Buddha says, really value these people. They carry the experience of the Sangha in them. So if you give them this respect, but that will help the Sangha. The fifth Buddha says, as long as people in the Sangha do not fall into craving, the Sangha will survive. This is very important. After we join the Sangha, we come in contact with the Sangha with great ideas. We have a very high idea. We want to sacrifice ourselves for the Sangha. But eventually, after some time, the Sangha becomes a little successful. They begin to get established. There's some advantages, some benefits. This is what happens all over the world. So you begin to be interested in those benefits. Maybe if you're in the Sangha long enough, you'll get a dream. Maybe you'll get some
job.
And so on. Or maybe you'll get respect. So our membership of the Sangha becomes tainted with some dream. So the Buddha says, as long as this is the dominant spirit in the Sangha will survive. Then the Buddha said that as long as the members of the Sangha delight in the forest of life, in other words, as long as people go off on retreat, if you go on retreat, you get a completely different experience of the Buddha Dhamma or
something.
It's very difficult to keep the Dhamma alive in ordinary life. There's so much against you. Life is difficult. It's very difficult. And just to survive in India is really difficult. So many of my friends, I know their troubles. There's problems of schooling, there's problems of ill health, there's problems of housing, problems of water supply, so many problems. There's wife problem, husband problem. There's child problem, parent problem. So many problems. And it's very difficult to keep your inspiration. After a while you feel, you lose your energy. But when you go on retreat, you see what is really possible. The whole thing depends on the fact that some of us all the time are going on retreat. Because some of us go on retreat, when we come back, we can lift others up.
That's
a strange thing. When you're not on retreat, it's difficult to remember what it was like. And you feel such an effort. You forget what you went on at the time. Sometimes I've had an experience of commentary and you think, how did I ever forget this? This is the way really to live. But you just forgot it. Because in the other world, as it were, your mind just can't
forget.
So we need to go on retreat regularly. Every moment that you've got free, go on retreat. Go for a weekend. Go for a week, go for 2 weeks. If you could go for longer, that's even more wonderful. If you could go for a month on solitary retreat, that would be very good. I was on retreat for 8 months last year. She was there for the
awake
for so long. She wasn't able to be awake for so long. And it's a wonderful experience. It's the way to live. It's the very simple life, doing really positive things with good people. So unless we're doing this, the Sangha cannot live. Of course, you can't always be on retreat. But you can meditate there. Meditation is like a little retreat. Even for 20 minutes, half an hour every day, it's like a little retreat. So if you go meditating every day, you will lift up the Sangha.
And because the everybody has the Sangha, the Lord has the Sangha.
Otherwise, the Dhamma just becomes ideas. You're not bringing about that big change in the mind that's necessary. You remember the Dhamma said, chose the Dhamma because it deals with the change in the mind. If we want to create this new society, there needs to be a huge change in the mind of
India.
The Dhamma brings that change. But it's meditation that is at the front of that change. With meditation, you're working directly on your mind. So if we're all meditating, the Sangha will be alive. Then the Buddha said that the Sangha survives if people in the Sangha think, may good people who want to practice the Dhamma come. In other words, welcome. So the Sangha is not closed. It's an attitude of openness. You're not just saying, this is our Sangha, close the doors. You're saying, let people come. May they benefit from the Sangha. If you do not have this attitude, the Sangha will just die. No new people will come, people will just die. And the Buddha says also that we need to have the attitude, may those who are already in the Sangha live happily. In other words, you have
Maitri.
The Buddha says that the Sangha survives if we have a welcoming attitude and open door. And if we have an attitude of
Maitri.
So I want to say a little bit about
Maitri.
It's a very, very important topic, of course. We need to make a continuous effort to develop
Maitri.
Maitri is the lifeblood of the Sangha. If we do not have Maitri for each other, there's no Sangha. So what is Maitri? something quite important to you that wants to say.
I've
realized there's a problem in the way we talk about
money.
So yes, we need to talk about
Sanskrit.
Well, that's quite different.
तर पाली संस्कृत प्राचीन भाषांमध्ये भावना शब्द वेगळा असतो.
It means develop.
याचा अर्थ विकास.
विकास, yes. So when we say mighty bhavana, we get the wrong idea.
तर जेव्हा आपण मैत्री भावना असं म्हणतो त्यावेळी एक चुकीची कल्पना करतो.
We think the practice is about developing a feeling.
तर आपल्याला वाटतं की ही भावना जी आहे ती वाढवणं.
So it's not just about developing a motivation, attitude, the intention.
तर आपला उद्देश आणि आपला दृष्टिकोन त्याचा विकास करणं असं कसं?
It's not about a feeling.
So your bhavanachi tarma,
the notion of your dhamma, it's a karma, not a vipaka.
Tara tumhi dhamma je kuni dharma dhal, tara tyala karma mhanta, to vipaka.
A vipaka is something that happens.
Vipaka mhanje ekada goshtita parinam.
A karma is something you do.
Ani karma mhanje apan je karto.
So maitri is something you do.
Parun maitri ashi gosht ki apan karto.
It's not something that you feel.
Ashi gosht nahi ki jya bhavana jahe, tyala karma jahe.
I hope this point is quite clear. I think we should start referring to the practice as Maitri
Bhavana.
I think we should refer to it as the Maitri Vikas. I think if we change this way of talking about it, we will think about it differently, we will act differently. But if you to karma, if you perform karma, vikas becomes. So if you do the karma of Maitri, good feeling will come. But the Sanghi Bhavana only comes through the karma. Now this is the law of karma. Good feelings come from skillful action. So Maitri is a skillful action. It's a skillful action of the mind. When you wish people in that way, that is a karma.
तर जेव्हा तुम्ही अशा पद्धतीने इच्छा निर्माण करता तेव्हा तर ते कर्म
इट गोज टू एक्सप्रेस इट्सेल्फ थ्रू स्पीच
आणि मग अशा प्रेम आपल्या वाणी सुद्धा ये थ्रू
काइंडली स्पीच बट आय हैव मोर टू से अबाउट दैट टुमॉरो
जेव्हा आपण मैत्री पूर्ण वाणीचा उपयोग करतो उद्या आपण मागा
सन एक्सप्रेस इट्सेल्फ थ्रू एक्शन
आणि आपल्या कृतीमध्ये सुद्धा हे करतो
इट एक्सप्रेस इट्सेल्फ थ्रू जेनरॉसिटी टू हेल्प अस
दान भावी तुम्ही मदत करण्याच्या भावनेमधून ही मैत्री करतो
सो मैत्री इज एन ऍक्टिव्ह
मैत्री हे प्रकारे कार्यामध्ये कशी
पोहोचते इट्स समथिंग यू डू I think part of the problem we have is we're waiting for it to happen. You create Maitri.
If you
don't work to create Maitri, you won't be
Maitri.
Through the Maitri Vikas, you're deliberately changing the way your mind works. You're deliberately changing your thoughts so that you think
आपण मुद्दाम आपल्या विचारांकडे परिवर्तन आणतो जेणेकरून आपल्या मनात इतरांच्या चांगले होण्याची
भावना
आणि त्याच्यामुळे तुमच्या मनाची भीती आहे ती
बरोबर कम्प्युटर प्रोग्राम तुम्ही
जे कम्प्युटर प्रोग्राम प्रकार केला असाल तर तुमची ऑपरेटिंग सिस्टम आहे ती
बदलता
तुम्ही जी कार्यक्रम सिस्टम आहे ती नकारात्मकची आहे तिच्या ऐवजी सकारात्मक अशी दृष्टी
त्याच्यामध्ये
अशा शब्दांचा उच्चार केल्यामुळं तशी इच्छा मला निर्माण केल्यामुळे आपलं मत बदलायला
The law of karma is the way your mind works. When you do skillful actions to body speak to your mind, you get a positive result. When you perform skillful actions, it becomes easier to perform skillful actions. The more you do skillful actions, the easier it is to do
them.
So you're reconditioning your mind. If you do not do this, negative feelings will come. It will inevitably be disappointment, disillusionment, disgruntlement. Something I've often noticed coming off retreat is how most people operate mildly negative. You listen to me. And maybe 50% of what they say is just a little bit negative. Grumbling about this, complaining about that. Blaming here. This is the way most people function most of the time. And it's not very pleasant. It's painful to the person who's involved in it, it's painful to the person who's come across it. And we don't have to be like that.
आपल्याला तसं असलं पाहिजे असं आवश्यक नाही.
Just with this effort we could completely change the current of our minds.
थोडा प्रयत्न केला तर आपल्या मनात जो प्रवाह आहे त्याला आपण चालू करू
शकतो. All you need to do every day is sit down for 25 minutes.
तुम्हाला काय करायचं दररोज 25 मिनिटांसाठी करायचं.
First stage, I'd be happy. I'd be free from suffering. I'd be better.
तर पहिली पायरी असेल की मी सुखी हो, आरोग्य आनंदी हो, मी दुःखातून मुक्त हो.
You'll feel differently about yourself. Then you will get very positive feelings.
And it does have both of the
and you'll have a very good attitude towards people and we'll get a lot of benefit from
it. And it does have a lot of positive feelings.
So that at this point, Sangha will genuinely flourish here in the Maitri Dhamma.
And also, Sangha is why they are coming, because we are Maitri Dhamma.
And then you need to come together frequently with our brothers.
And it was Sangha that we have together.
You need to come together in harmony. You need to keep on doing things in the way that works.
आणि त्या पद्धतीने हे चालतं त्या गोष्टी तुम्ही करत आहात.
यू नीड टू अप्रिशिएट द पास्टर युअर एल्डर्स.
आपले जे ज्येष्ठ बंधू आहेत भगिनी आहेत त्यांची सेवा करू आपण त्यांचा सन्मान करू.
यू नीड टू ट्राय टू कीप युअर माइंड फ्रॉम फॉलिंग टू ट्रेनिंग एंड जस्ट टेक कॉन्शियसनेस.
आणि कधी पदार्थ आणि किंवा लोभामध्ये पडण्यापासून आपल्या मनाला आपण वाचवत आहोत.
यू नीड टू गेट ऑन रिट्रीट आफ्टर यू नीड टू मेडिटेट.
आणि सातत्याने आपण शिबिरामध्ये जाऊ आणि एक परिधान करतो.
यू नीड टू हॅव अ ओपन अटिट्यूड.
आणि अगदी खुला असा दृष्टिकोन आपण ठेवू.
वेलकम कम.
आपण स्वागत होऊ या.
एंड सो यू नीड टू हॅव मच.
आणि आपल्या मनात आपण
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल यू नीड टू हॅव मच. Just a few drops of sangha are like water to people dying
thirst.
So on this Sunday day, let us remember again the wonder of sangha. And let's commit ourselves again, brothers and sisters, to keeping the sangha alive. It's up to every single one of us sitting here. Don't wait for others. Don't say, they do not. Say, I will. Keep it in your hands. And then let other people do what they will. The example's there if they don't respond. And I'm sure in this way the Mahavihara will continue to flourish as a living center of the sun. So I'm very glad to relate these points tonight. Tomorrow night, the next night, I'm going to talk about how we can spread the sun. What we need to do if we want to take the Sangha to others. So please gather in large numbers tomorrow night. Of course, we'll come together in harmony and we'll listen to the Buddha's words.
Thank you.